Congregation, the Lord knows how we have come to church this morning. As you know, there is the Lord's Supper ministered, and some of God's people may be bothered and concerned and say, this time I cannot. I cannot attend. It's impossible. I have nothing. Things have changed. Previously, I was sometimes warm in my heart. Sometimes the word opened up to me. Sometimes there was such a joy, such a solemnity in the heart, as there's nothing left of that. I lost it all. I've deceived myself. There's nothing I can present to the Lord. It's hard. To lay in the midst of death when there is the Lord's Supper, and then to remain seated in the pew and say, the whole congregation may know, it's nothing, I have nothing, I'm unconverted, I'm deceived myself. I had those in mind. Let not your heart be troubled, right? You believe in God, believe also in me. There is room in my Father's house, there are many mansions. But also more this morning. Not from John 14 as last week, but from John 15. John 15, the first verse, the first few words. Tonight, the Lord willing, more on that chapter and more on those verses. You could say this short sermon is the first thought of tonight's sermon. So only those words, John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine. Christ the vine. Six thoughts. In the first thought this morning, of the whole sermon, the rest following tonight, of the first thought, six sub-points. Very short. Christ, the divine vine. And secondly, the life-giving vine. In the third place, an all-sufficient vine. In the fourth place, the only vine. In the fifth place, the intimate vine. And in the sixth place, the never-changing vine. Congregation, you read in Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful above all things. Above all things, deceitful is our heart, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Do you agree? You say that's so true. Deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Maybe you feel it this morning. You say, I did not do certain things. I may have done better than others, but I am not any better. I'm desperately wicked under certain circumstances. I could do anything, any sin. My heart is wicked. Oh, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to make you disappointed about self, to empty you out, to take all your self-righteousness away, so you won't be proud of yourself and your faith, your religion, and your knowledge, and your experiences, and have absolutely nothing left. Be a beggar. The Lord likes that, to make people poor and needy. And then to show people that salvation is outside of self, in another, in the Lord Jesus Christ. So look at it against that background. The Lord Jesus indicating to his disciples, I am the true vine. You may remember Seven times in the Gospel, according to John, they read about I am. I'm the door, I'm the life, I'm the truth, I'm the vine, I am. What does that refer to? Exodus 3. Remember, children? Moses standing there before the burning bush, taking his shoes off, being impressed, and that bush that kept burning, and the Lord revealed himself, and he said, what is thy name? And the Lord said, I am that I am. I am has sent thee. And the Lord Jesus, using those same words, I am, indicating that he is God himself as well. He claims divinity. He claims, I'm God. I'm the Son of God. I have the nature of God. I can act like God. I am as infinite as God, as self-sufficient as God, as independent, as autonomous. I have no need of people. I'm God myself. I am the divine vine. Oh, this morning, the Lord Jesus presents himself at the Lord's Supper table as divine. I'm God. For a people that is no God and no good, for a people that cannot help themselves, for a people that has nothing to present, the Lord says, I'm God. I'm not man. I can forgive. I can change. I can save. I'm God. I am the true vine. Oh, let me support that with some text from the Bible that he is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God at the table. God inviting his people. The Lord Jesus being divine. Oh, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? So let me keep it short. I'm the true vine. I'm God. I can save you. Nothing is impossible to me. I am what I am. I'm God. After all, I'm God. Oh, may that be impressed upon the hearts, and may that be our comfort for those who have nothing. The Lord says, I'm God. Keep in mind, I'm God. I am the divine vine. Secondly, a life-giving vine. A vine is not very beautiful. I mean, the stem and the wood. It's useless. You can't use anything. You can make houses of that. You can make tools of that. But there is vigor in there. There is fertility in there. The clusters of grapes. It's amazing that such a vine produces so much fruit. It's amazing. The strength, the power, the life. Those roots go deep and they suck up the water and the minerals, and it goes through the stem to the branches. There's life in there, amazing life. So the Lord Jesus is saying, I am the vine, I am God, and there is life in me. I can give life to the branches. You have no life of yourself. Right? You? You have no life of yourself. It's all death and disaster and impossibilities. It's all so dry, so dead, spiritually dead and physically dead. There's no life in us. We can't produce. We wither. We die. And the Lord Jesus said, yes, but I am the true vine. To press that water and the sap and the strength to the branches. it comes from my side. I am the vine, you're in me, and I in you. The vine gives life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It's life in him. I am the vine, now seeking life in him, not in self. You have tried so hard to find life on your own leaves, life on your own branch, and there's no life in there. It needs to come from the stem, from the vine. The Lord Jesus says, yes, I am the true vine. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. And we read in John 6, for the bread of God is he who has come down from heaven and given life unto the world. And from our side, dry, no water, desert, death, impossible, in a week of preparation, nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. So you have to remain in the pew, you think. But the Lord reminds his people of this. I am the vine. You are not. You're not the vine. You can make life. I'm the vine. Life-giving vine. Now to have all expectation of him, to receive that life from him, instead of squeezing it out of your own soul. There's no one drop of life we can squeeze out of ourselves. I am the true vine, an all-sufficient vine. Oh, it is not just a few drops, not a little bit of life. There's fullness of life in him. I am the true vine, so rich, so powerful, so all-sufficient. There's enough. There's enough life, enough salvation, enough blood, enough merits. It's absolute sufficient. And so often in the Bible, we read about the fullness of that vine, of that Savior, the fullness of it. I am the all-sufficient vine. John 1:16. And of his fullness have you received, and grace for grace. Out of his fullness, one grace after the other, and grace for grace. For grace and grace out of his fullness. You know, that is joy. If you have nothing, you can produce one drop of life. And you wonder if there is enough for such a wretch as you are. And you see and you hear it. I am the true vine. I have enough. I produce life sufficient. Ephesians 1, and he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Oh, that fullness. So the Lord wants a poor and needy people at the table. Has nothing. And the Lord Jesus wants to indicate, and I have everything. I'm God, I give life, and I give abundance. There's abundance in me. Colossians 1, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. All the fullness. So this is the chief of the sinners. His abundantly sufficient salvation. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. The expiation of sin that is overwhelming. Oh, he gives so much that sinners never have to thirst anymore. That living water, so they would never perish. They shall not want. There's enough grace. Or sometimes even God's people are in that rut of receiving a little and making something yourself. A few percentage from our side. And Lord says, no. Nothing from your side and everything from my side. I produce enough. There is fullness in me. So the Lord Jesus says, I am the divine vine. I'm the living vine. I'm the all-sufficient vine. I'm the only vine. The only one. You may want to seek somewhere else and try to find some life here and there in good works, in religion, in feelings, in emotions, and try to find a vine somewhere. In our foolishness, to find salvation in someone else. But he says, no, I am the vine. See how simple that sounds? I am the vine. You're not the vine. Nowhere else is the vine to be found. I am the vine. I am the true vine. I'm the only vine. In our foolishness, we look away from the vine and seek other ways of salvation. But you know, all other ways and all other vines are sham. Acts 4. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's the only one. Don't look anywhere else. You don't have to look far. He's close by. He's saying this morning, here I am. I am. Really, I am. He's inviting. I am the true vine. And especially inviting his people to receive a confirmation of that at the table. I am. Look upon me. I'm the only one. I'm the sufficient one. I'm the divine one. I'm the life-giving one. Oh, Jesus said in John 14, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's the exclusivity. It's only in him. So if you have received a text or some emotions and some hope, that's not enough. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no man may come unto God but by him. He is the Savior. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. And he that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has no life. Oh, now to find out that all doors are closed, that all sources are dry, and that he's the only one. I am the true vine. Oh, my heart goes out to those standing afar off, meek, poor, needy, and saying, where can I find salvation? Or have you not found that salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? He reminds his people also this morning of the fact that he is the only one. Why so hesitant? Why looking elsewhere? He is an intimate vine. What do you mean? Now those branches are so close to the vine. They're so connected. He in them and they in him from both sides. That connection, that closeness, I called it, that intimacy. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman, every branch in me. All those branches in him. Or the close, or the vital union. The branch in them, that close connection. The Lord Jesus, not only God, transcendent and on high, is also immanent. Not only the transcendency of God is important, also the immanency. Emmanuel, God with us, so close to his people, a bond. He does not only give and protect and provide, he gave life and be the only one. He is close to them. He holds them. Like the head is connected to the body, so close. As husband and wife in unity, so close. As Adam said, this is bone of my bones. So the Lord Jesus is indicating that his church is his. I'm divine, and those branches are in him. That's also exemplified at the table this morning. The Lord Jesus wanting to have fellowship with his people. This do in remembrance of me. Come close to me. Be in me. Drink of me. Drink more. No more. God is faithful. By whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Called to a fellowship with him. Fellowship, friendship, connection, communion. That which ye have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. So when God's people eat the bread, they swallow it. They unify with that. They are close to the bread. And so the Lord Jesus says, eat me. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Experience and have that communion, that intimacy with me. A never-changing vine. I am that I am. God's children change all the time. Sometimes my mood is up. Sometimes it's not so down. Sometimes I have nothing. Sometimes the Lord touches my heart. I change all the time. It goes up and down and up and down, sometimes in the clouds and sometimes in the waves. But he's always the same. I am. I always am divine. During times of suffering, during times of darkness, during times of confusion, ever present, every day the same. I do not change. All that faithful vine also on this morning hour indicates to his church, I am, I still am, I always am the true vine. I don't change. That's a comfort to see that, to sit at a table and to enjoy the vine, the divine vine, the life-giving vine, the all-sufficient vine, the only vine, the intimate vine, the never-changing vine. Now to see him, to know him, to long for him, to flee unto him, to trust him, to believe in him. Oh, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Just a few thoughts about I am the true vine. Hopefully tonight a little bit more. Now, do you know something of that vine? Do you need that vine? Do you love that vine? Are you connected to that vine? Do you seek salvation only in this vine? Is he your hope? Do you highly esteem him? If the Lord has made room for him, and if he's precious to you, if you have a church right, if you're a member of this church, a good standing, and if you have a divine right, come to the table and honor him. Honor him for being the true vine. Amen.